Southern High Coach's Corner, a service of the Laughlin Hood Funeral Home.
The Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore has been serving Southeast Nebraska for many years and is pleased to be of help in your time of need. It's been their endeavor to come to your aid with the utmost quickness in your funeral arrangements. They've been proud to serve you in the past and are pleased to help bring you this broadcast. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, funeral arrangements and understanding is what you'll receive. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, a proud part of the community.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner here on KNDY. We're now joined by Southern Raider head football coach Kane Hoekstra. Coach, when you and I talked last week, you said Freeman was going to be the toughest team you had faced this year. Unfortunately, you were correct, falling 36-28.
Yeah, they were. We felt like that one kind of got away from us. We had our chances. We had some miscues. We feel like we competed with them really quite well and matched up with them well. So, yeah, it was a disappointing loss. Hats off to them. They were athletic and made plays. They made just one more play than we did, and that was kind of the difference in the game.
Despite the loss, were there any positives you took from that ball game?
Yeah, there were, particularly on offense. Freeman did a good job shutting down our run game, so that kind of forced into adapting our game. We did quite a bit more passing than we did in the past, and Carson Borzkowski, our quarterback, did a nice job running our passing game. He threw for about 180 yards and a couple touchdowns and really did a nice job finding some open guys. He made some really nice passes that were kind of fit into traffic. Did a good job reading, going through his progression, so I was happy with that. And that's what we've talked to our kids about, you know. Good defense is going to try to take away what you do best, so then us as an offense, we've got to adapt and overcome and find ways to move the ball, and we were able to do that, and that was one thing we were able to take away from it.
This week, you hit the road and take on Heartland. They are also coming off their first loss of the year. What will you see out of them, and what will you need to do to get back into the win column?
They like to run power football, mix in some play-action pass, kind of old-school football where you just kind of ground and pound. So that's kind of what we're looking at when we face them. A little trickery. They've shown some things on film that are deceptive, too. But, yeah, they're in the same boat as us. Not sure the quality opponents that they have beaten, but the same can be said about us. We had our true test, and likewise they did, too, and we both came up short. You know, it should be good competition. I think they've got some athletes as well. I feel like we might have an edge in team speed, so we hope to use that to our advantage.
We're speaking with Southern Raider head football coach Kane Hoekstra. Coach, good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
That's Kane Hoekstra, head football coach for Southern, here on KNDY.
Southern High Coach's Corner, a service of the Laughlin Hood Funeral Home. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller Odell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.